As U.S.-led ground forces advance toward Baghdad, U.S. Army, Chinook, and Black Hawk helicopters are being called on to support various missions inside Iraq. Flight operation offices for the units within the 12th Aviation Brigade are operating 24 hours a day, ready to respond to the needs of U.S. military commanders in the field. Captain Guy Bass, flight operations officer for Bravo 159, CH-47 Chinook Company, says the pilots in his unit can get the 14,000-kilogram double-rotor helicopters fully loaded and in the air in less than 90 minutes.
I'm looking at anything from combat support to combat service support. So really, the CH-47, we span the whole spectrum of aviation support.
One of several possible assignments for the Chinooks on Saturday are sensitive site exploitation missions. If U.S. Special Forces hunting for evidence of nuclear, biological, or chemical weapons in Iraq do come across a suspicious site, experts will be immediately flown by Chinook helicopters to the location to investigate. Another mission could involve transporting captured Iraqi troops to detention areas. Early Saturday morning, forces with the U.S. Army's 3rd Infantry Division captured half-dozen Iraqi soldiers after a firefight deep inside the country. Thousands more were reportedly taken prisoner overnight in southern Iraq after a battle with advancing U.S. Army troops. Medical teams using specially equipped Black Hawk helicopters are also on standby to respond to any U.S. Army troop casualties. Since the war began on Thursday, there have been no known Army casualties, but 2 U.S. Marines have been killed in combat, and another 8 British commandos and 4 U.S. Marines died in a helicopter crash Friday that appears to have been an accident. On Saturday, 2 Royal Navy helicopters collided over international waters in the Gulf, killing all 7 crew members aboard. British military officials say the crash was not the result of enemy fire. It is not known how many troop casualties Iraq has suffered. Alicia Rue, VOA News, Northern Kuwait.